Well, oil prices reached five-month highs today. There's been a glut of oil worldwide, but thanks in part to better-than-expected economic growth in Europe, there's more demand, and therefore producers are charging more. But when oil prices fall, as they've done over the last 6 months because of that glut, one of the first things companies do is cut back on workers and on the number of drilling rigs. On Friday, the firm Baker Hughes said the number of rigs operating in the U.S. has fallen to the lowest level since September 2010. Fewer rigs means more competition for jobs. For Inside Energy, Neil LaRubio tells us what it's like to be one of those oil workers fighting to keep his place. And a warning, we thought some of the language used to express that may be a little too colorful for some listeners.
I've spent 2 years living on an oil well pad. Our single wide trailer is cramped, like an airplane fuselage. A constant drone of diesel engines seems to cordon us off from the outside world. I survey oil wells, which means I operate a kind of compass that directs the drill bit and maps the rock layers. After setting the compass in the hole, I stare at a computer for hours as the drill digs its way down. Workers on the well pad call people in my position the movie-watching dude.
Please him where all he was kept, but he won't talk unless they pay him.
I share the trailer with another surveyor and two drillers. We can be on the same well pad in the same fuselage for a long time.
Can you guys say exactly what you just said?
No, I set you up. I teed it up. I set you up.
We peck at each other out of insecurity or out of boredom or just for sport.
Neil, tell me the truth. What did you think about my orange underwear?
I thought I have some just like those.
The oil field was a reasonably comfortable place to work. The guys on my team are all earning somewhere between $400 and $800 a day until the end of last year.
Oil prices slumped to a five-year low today, with U.S. crude briefly breaching the symbolic $50 threshold. Let's go live.
We talked about it constantly.
Do you think we're all out of jobs for the rest of the year, then? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, it could be down to $15, $20.
I think if it gets up into the 60s, work will pick back up.
Maybe. Our service company was trying to hold on to as much work as possible. We heard rumors that the oil company that hired our services wanted to replace us with a cheaper company. And one day recently, while drilling a well just outside of Denver, it all came true. Some company from Louisiana outbid us. My coworker, Dale Thompson, was not happy.
Yes, it was. My are coming out here to do our jobs, yeah. And they can't do it because we're better. Because we're from Texas.
And he's probably right. We cut 9 days off last year's drill time. We just drilled a five-day well.
The experience won't matter. It's going to be about money. How much money can you put into my pocket?
So now, none of us know when we're going to get work next. And when we do, it probably won't be anywhere near here. While we did end-of-job chores, we stewed on what was happening.
And this might be goodbye to the oil field. I was never cut off for this anyways.
What are you going to do when you go home? Are you going to be depressed and drink?
A depression hole. So we started packing up. Bedding, clothes, protein powders, dumbbells, and whatever else we had accumulated. And then we took off.
I'm not getting goodbyes.
Not either. Let's just say, see you later.
See you later.
Later, guys. They'll drive safe.
All right, you too.
Leaving the well pad, I feel like a red-eyed gambler walking away from the casino. I'm exhausted from 35 straight days of work, from sleeping during the day rather than night, from adrenaline spikes when the pressure is high, and now there is no work in sight. The money illusions have dissipated. I'm trying to ignore that lost feeling. It's time to reacclimate to society and home life again. I find my son, Nico, nursing a cold in bed.
Are you going to work today?
No, I just got back from work. I'm going to stay home for a long time this time.
For Here and Now, I'm Neil LaRubio in Colorado.